As you've probably heard, things are looking bad this year, at least in terms of California's water supply, especially as we enter our fourth year of drought.
2011 to 2014 was the driest three-year period on record in the state.
Leon Septicki is a water policy expert at Stanford's Woods Institute on the Environment, where he directs the Water in the West program.
And now, on top of that, we had a very interesting year this year. The actual total precipitation was a little bit better than last year. So I think the totals in the northern part of the state were about 80% of normal, which is bad, but not a biblical drought.
But the thing that will make this year worse for California, Septicki says, is that there is hardly any snow.
But what happened this year that was kind of unprecedented is virtually all the precipitation fell as rain. And in a normal year, where we'd be sitting here in April is that we'd have reservoirs that were relatively full, and we'd have a big snowpack. And as the reservoirs drained over the course of the summer, their levels would be maintained by melting snowpack. And so that melting snowpack's not going to be there. And so as those reservoirs sort of levels drop in the summer, there's going to be nothing coming to fill them up. I think the bottom line is it's going to be slightly worse than last year.
And water officials are gearing up for this. Governor Brown has issued an executive order mandating that state water utilities cut deliveries to customers by 25%. Septicki says that's an aggressive target.
Jerry Brown, in connection with last year's emergency, asked domestic water suppliers voluntarily to get to a 20% reduction, and statewide, we only managed to get to a 9% reduction.
Comparatively, though, residents of Sonoma County did quite well in conserving water. For example, Santa Rosa saw an 18% reduction in municipal water use, pretty close to the goal. Jennifer Burke, Deputy Director of the Water and Engineering Resources for Santa Rosa's Water Department, attributes that to the city's residents.
Well, I think our customers have had a really keen interest in being very water efficient. We've had great participation by our customers in our various rebate programs, such as our Green Exchange rebate program, which allows customers to remove turf and replace it with low water use alternatives, our various free programs that we've had, such as our free water audits, where we give out free shower heads and aerators that are high efficient. We have a clothes washer rebate. I've seen a lot of landscapes transform over the last year or so from having turf and high water use plants to having beautiful low water use gardens.
It's not all rosy, though. In February, water conservation efforts took a back step, though regional water usage remains below state average. Burke says it's not clear yet how the directives of the state's water board will affect Sonoma County and Santa Rosa, but she wouldn't be surprised to see additional regulations.
We think we may be looking to make some changes to our requirements for the city of Santa Rosa, but we won't know for sure until the draft regulations come out,
which will probably be at the end of this week. But don't go wasting any water in the meantime. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.